Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Time to have our one-on-one with the pro. And here he is, Brett Harsh from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How you doing there, young man? Looking great.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Up the road a piece.
Yeah.
You guys have been busy.
Very busy. Very busy. It's
winded.
It's a good busy, though, so we'll take that for sure.
Sure. So what's been happening?
Well, we completed our last blood drive here about a week, probably I think 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Great turnout. They had to shorten the list a little bit just for some their reasons. I'm not for sure. They weren't as able to take as many donors, but had a great turnout. I think it was over 75% were actually accepted donors. So that's a great number. Anytime you can get over that mark, that's a good thing. So it went really well, really smoothly, and I know that they really appreciate it too with the blood shortage going on. So just kind of waiting for our next one to fill our next one. And it's going to be towards the end of December sometime, I believe. We had to change dates on that. Knock it back a day to get a little bit further away from Christmas.
I was gonna say you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, we were originally scheduled for the 23rd, which that's only 2 days before, 1 day before Christmas Eve. So they decided that, if it was okay with us to go ahead and reschedule to the 22nd to give them an extra day there to kind of get some things organized and settled. And we agreed to that, obviously. So we're gonna do it on December 22nd, which I believe off the top of my head is a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be our next blood drive. Still working on filling it, and gonna hopefully do her again.
There you go. I tell you what, you guys got it going like clockwork with that.
Yeah. It's been it kind of started as just a kind of a little trial run about a year and a half ago or so. A little over a year, I believe, was our first one. And ever since then, it was so successful and smooth, they asked us if we wanted to get put on basically kind of a rotation here about every 2 months or so. And just on the outside number of the where you're eligible to give blood again, the same people, so there can be repeat donors if they want to. And there are a lot of repeat donors that I see on the list, so I know that they're very dedicated to that, and they enjoy doing that and helping and giving. And so that's really cool to see as well. So, yeah, it kind of started as that, and, here we are over a year later, kind of regulars, I guess, now. So hey, it's going well. We're more than happy to help, and we're glad that we're able to provide the area and the facility to be able to do that for them.
All right. Very, very good. Now, Bartlesville Health and Rehab is also a very active community in many different ways, because we have a lot of activities. I mean,
right.
We've got people there who seeking treatment, of course,
right.
But the activities makes it all just a lot more fun.
Right. I mean, the number one goal, like you said, that, they're there for, whether it be long-term care. We have our apartments, obviously. They're included in everything that they want to be included in. That's just up to them. It's independent living apartments, so just... it's their freedoms if they want to be a part of it or not. A lot of them do in the activities. Some they have their own activities as well. But yeah, it is like you said. They come in for the skilled nursing. Some of them stay with us, permanently or until they are at least comfortable enough to take them home. Until then, we can provide them a home, and it turns into their home, and they are our family as well. But yeah, I think being able to be in there, whether you're in there for a few days or a year or so. Just having those activities, I think that really helps speed along the process. And it's just like in everyday life. They meet some great people in there, meet some great staff with the nurses. And, those everyday activities, not only does it make the time go by, but they have a great time doing it, and it keeps the smiles on their faces. And, from my experience and what I've seen, the more happy people are, the more dedicated they're going to be to continue their way of life and being able to improve that way of life as well. So if we can keep them in upbeat spirits, it really helps them out.
Positive feeds positive. I like that.
For sure.
I like that.
For sure.
Your physical therapists are some of the best.
Yeah, our therapy girls, man, they do a great job. We have speech therapy. We have, people coming in. We're trying to actually hire on a new physical therapist, I believe, right now to come in and help out, if I remember correctly. And then we have occupational therapy as well. They literally work. I've seen them in action. I mean, they work right, side by side with each other and kind of knock it all out at once, kind of as needed basis. And it's really something to see the improvements that they make with the residents and the patients that come in. It's really cool. And I know that they are greatly appreciated by the community and by the people that come in and their families that, the offer, the help that they're offering, it's really – you know, it really changes their lives. And even the average stay is 28 days. And in within, that's less than a month. And within that less than a month, it's pretty impressive and incredible how, how big of a difference it makes in that little of time.
Now, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. And, of course, Christmas on the way. Don't want to get too ahead of things.
Yeah. But please.
Please don't. Hi, golly, it's a busy time of the year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be busy for you, too, but in a good way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll have our activities going on. Continue our normal activities as well, but you know, we always do something. We had Halloween. If you follow our Facebook page,
actually, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, the Halloween deal was pretty cool. There a lot of messing around, a lot of dressing up, decorating doors and stuff like that. But I know the residents and the staff both got in on it. They had a Halloween costume competition, so they kind of took that serious. So that was, but it was fun to see that. And you know, as like you said, as Thanksgiving and Christmas approaches, we're definitely going to be, you know, having our dinners and stuff like that with the residents, and then, you know, kind of activities. Our activities director, that, you know, she does a great job as well, and the girls that help her out as well. So it's it's usually something that that, you know, that we kind of figure out as they have it figured out, but we kind of see it kind of as needed, and you know, they kind of surprise us with some of the cool stuff they get to do, and then I just post it, you know, whenever I see it, and when I, you know, they come up with some pretty fun stuff to do. So just being able to see that, I know the residents really enjoy that as well, and we do as well. As you know, as staff, we have a great time with it as well, so we want to keep that up. And so we're looking forward to that. We're gonna, like I said, we'll have our normal dinners and stuff, and then I'm sure they'll come up with some cool activities to do as well.
So what I'm hearing here, Brad, is that you're not necessarily the instigator. You just kind of document all
the
fun.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be too
around.
Involved. I don't want to get the blame for any of that stuff. So
you just get to say, I just try, hey, to do, a good time was had by all.
So, yeah, I just try to do what I'm told and stay out of trouble. So that's basically all I can do.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, it sounds like things are great. And, of course, boosters. Some of the residents are getting their boosters.
So there were several residents that were that had the option. Obviously, we give them the option. It's up to them and their families to discuss that. We let them know when you know, that they were going to come in, the pharmacy was going to come in and offer these shots. We had that done a couple weeks ago. There were several that accepted it that were eligible. Some weren't eligible yet. But the ones that were eligible and decided to accept it, everything went well. Everything went smoothly there. Got that booster shot. And, you know, it's something that they and their families really decided was the right thing for them to do. So if that's the case, then we're, you know, more than happy to help and oblige there. And, you know, and everything went smoothly, and we couldn't ask for, you know, for a better team to come in and help us as well, kind of give those booster shots and keep people informed on that, on how to go about that. So we had that done. I believe if I heard correctly, we're trying to schedule another round of them for some people that didn't get them, or, you know, maybe some new people that were in there that, you know, that didn't have the opportunity the first time, or maybe now more are eligible that weren't eligible for the first time. So as soon as they're eligible, we'll be able to give them that opportunity as well, if that's something that them and their families decide they want to do. So we're happy to help there, if that's, you know, if that's what they think is best. And obviously we're very happy to be able to be a part of that to help them.
What's our visitation policy now that we're kind of into the season of things?
We're open. It's completely open visitation. We have to, you know, the CDC, we have to follow their guidelines. Depending on the positivity numbers, kind of depends on the testing, which then depends on a little bit of, you know, of our visitation. But as from just a, from an outside general standpoint, we're completely open for visitation. If you come in and talk to our infection control nurse, she will tell you that, you know, the policies on basically, you know, being vaccinated, and whether you're, you know, you're gonna have to mask up if you come in the building, obviously, but being vaccinated, and, you know, if you're, and then if you have to test to come inside the building. There are some instances where we do have to ask you to test. If you do not want to, obviously we cannot make you. We're not going to. More than welcome to visit outside if the weather's nice. Mm-hmm. That's completely open. I mean, it's their freedom to choose that. So, you know, we try to follow the CDC guidelines, but also try to keep everybody comfortable and happy as well with what they're most comfortable with as well. But as far as visitation, we are completely open. People are more than welcome to come in and see their families.
All right. So this could change from day to day depending on what the positivity rate is.
Yeah, I think
all things considered, I should say.
Right. But now with the vaccines and especially now with the boosters and things coming out, I'm hoping, and it's looking like we're not going to completely have to shut down visitation again.
Good.
Or make it where it's just through a window or something like that. I mean, we hated that, you know, just as much as anybody. It was such a tough time for the families, and, you know, and not being able to see a loved one, that's difficult. So that's, but I think we're to the point now, hopefully, I don't want to jinx anything, but I think we're to the point now to where that's not going to have to happen again. You know, what they're going to have to do to get inside to visit, or where, You know, if it's outside, that could change day to day. But as far as being able to just come in and visit their families, I think we're going to be pretty golden and pretty solid on that. So that's awesome news, and that's really cool to see, because the first couple of weeks when that visitation got back open, man, it was just, I mean, literal tears from families, and being able to finally get in and see each other and act like, you know, we're at least back to some sort of normalcy to be able to see their loved ones. So we really enjoyed that.
Sweet. All right. Hey, tell everybody where you can be found.
So we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital, and north of some of the doctor's offices as well. Mm-hmm. Hard to miss, big building. We have signs out everywhere as well. Our phone number is 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. We can be found on our website at BarnesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. The most popular one, though, especially right now, is our Facebook page, which is Barnesville Health and Rehab Community. I myself am on there every day posting. I know some other people get on there and check in to see what's going on. I try to keep everybody up to date as possible for the ones that aren't there or maybe live, you know, a little further away and can't come see their loved ones every day. So I'm on there as well, and that's really been a, you know, big hit. People really enjoy that, and with all the cool pictures and stuff we're able to provide. So we're going to keep doing that as well.
Well, that is absolutely cool. Now, we talked a little bit about the apartments that you have there.
Yep.
And there is a little bit of a waiting list, but that's because, doggone it, they're so cool.
well, it is. It's kind of like, it's what we talked about last time. It's kind of a catch-22. It's good and bad. We don't want people to have to wait too long, but it does kind of prove of, you know, the quality that we're offering right now. And you know, the maintenance guys have done such a great job with the remodels, and they continue to remodel. There's still a few that needs a few updates, you know, just some little touch-up work, or if somebody's been living in them for a long time and they haven't had the opportunity to have the full remodel, we're back on that as well. But there is a little bit of a waiting list. It's been moving a little bit, though, you know, with people that's kind of going out or maybe moving back in with some family or just, you know, finding something that suits them better. We have that waiting list for people to come in, and there are several people on it. They come in and really like it, but we're able to give them a little bit of a kind of a heads up on how long it's going to be so they can kind of start to prepare. So we're going to keep doing that as well, and just trying to stay positive on that as well, because it is a good thing in the long run.
Indeed it is. Let's give folks that phone number once again, Brad.
Okay, well, phone number will be 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545, located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. Continue to follow us on our Facebook page, Barnesville Health and Rehab, Barnesville Health and Rehab Community. Like I said, I'm on there a lot, especially with the upcoming holidays. Got Thanksgiving and Christmas. Going to hopefully have a lot of good pictures. I know we had several for Halloween. We've been doing things such as happy hour and stuff like that, where we're offering some drinks and stuff for those that are able to participate in that. We had the great entertainment to come in and sing. I know Laura from Comforting Hands that come in and talk, you know, some doing some Bible study and some religious hymns and stuff. That's something to hear and see as well. She's really incredible at doing that, and really has touched a lot of lives, you know, in our facility, and that's really awesome to see as well. So I'm sure she'll keep coming in as well. Still inviting Buzz and Laura, the other Laura, Buzz and Laura, the therapy dog, coming in, and he's a big hit as well, just going around getting petted as well and putting a lot of smiles on people's faces. So, you know, basically we're just going to just keep going, kind of keep going with the flow here and taking stuff as, you know, as it comes. But it's been really good so far, still COVID free, so we're still gonna keep moving there as well and just hope for the best.
Let's keep that streak going. Brett from Barnesville Health and Rehab, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you.